Shemalechem sweet as friends, the shir should be a special schuss for the Am Yoshek B'tzion, Avim Arim Arasi Sheyichyu, and the schuss nachagid of Asruchayim Tzibuch Alem Meileh, Moshe Besh Nereis or Moshe Mordechai Avnil Kwad Kishli Dehem Uchalanu Alem Meileh, and for Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Moshe Ben Rezel, Shleima, Rabbi Yoshua David, Rabbi David Yoshua Ben Leva Malka, for Shem Tzor Shechal Yisrael, Parshas Tzav, based in the Torah of the Baal HaMaskil Shlomo Zitzel. Tzav is Aharon, Vespanov, Leimor Zos Torah, Soile Yol, Al Mugdal Mizbeach Kol Alayla, Ad HaBoiger, Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tukad, Bo to the command Aaron, and his son sang, this is the law of the Ola, this is the Ola which is on the fire, on the Mizbeach, all night, and the light, the fire of the Mizbeach, should burn in it. The beginning of Parashas Vayikra, the Torah was makdim Karban HaOla as like a psicha for other karbanists. And there it says in Pasuk Tes, Victor Kohen es HaKol HaMizbecha, Ola Ishe Reach Nechoach, Lashem Rash Ez Ishe, Kishoteni Yeshochto Lashem HaEsh, V'chalisha Lashem Esh. So it says a Lashem of Ishe that it should be, the Kohen should be makdir everything on the Mizbeach. Mizbeach of the Ola. On the Mizbeach, it's an Ola, and it is a fire, which is a good smell to Hashem. So Rashi says, when you shecht it, you should shecht it for the sake of the fire. So when it says, Isha, it's a Lashon of Esh. The Rabban writes about this, Vel Pirish Harav Ma'o Lashon Esh. Ma'o L'Shem Esh. What does it mean, L'Shem Esh? V'nish Tzorch L'Chavin Shtoch Lenu Esh L'Gamrei. So it would appear to me that you have to have Kavana that the fire should completely consume the carbon. Kein Pirish Harav L'Gur Aryeh. That the kavana should be that it should shecht it, la'alos ha'marechas shel eish bo'eres, and the eish should completely consume the carbon, and not that it should be a roasted piece of meat. It shouldn't be a basar tzli, it shouldn't be pot roast. It should be completely burned. Why do you have to have such a kavana? Understand the emurim. There's a din, we know the emurim have to be burned. Beseder. But what's this kavana that the eish should completely consume the carbon? What is the meaning of this kavana? That the eish should completely consume the carbon. The Ramban brings the Rambam in the Moira, Kitama Karbanas Bavur, Shem Mitzrim Va'akazdim, Asher Yisrael Gair B'Soshav Ba'artzam, Me'olam Hayu Ovdu in the Bok of Itzayim. So the Ramban brings from the Ramban, the famous Ramban in the Maran Avuchim, that the Karbanos are to wean the Jews off of Avodah Zarah. The Mitzrim, the Kazdim, the Jewish people were in their countries, so they used to serve the Mitzrim. They would serve the mazel of Tleh, of the sheep, and the Kazdim would serve these Shadim, which would look to them like they were Seirim, and the people in India to this day, they'll never shecht a bakar, never shecht cattle. That's the a shout-out for Phil Rizzuto. I grew up with Phil Rizzuto. He was a nice Italian man. Or he was an Italian man. I don't know if he was nice. I never met him. But he used to be the play-by-play guy for the Yankees. The Ellen will be mocha me. I wasn't the Yankee fan. But if the Mets weren't playing, I'd watch the Yankees. I'm saying, well, what else is there for a 9-year-old kid to do, right? In any event, I didn't have a backyard to play, and I lived in Manhattan. So there's no going out to play, really, because it's not so safe always. But certainly not at night. So Phil Rizzuto used to cry out, "Holy cow!" So that's what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah would hold of holy cows, holy animals. So, Mimela, we shecht their Avodah Zaris. That's how you wean us off this belief in the Avodah Zara. You do the opposite. They believe in these animals, and we shecht them. The Ramban continues, Sheilehem Dvarb Shel Rambam Herich, Vinehem Divrei Havai, Yerup Ushev Gadol, Vekush Rabban Nikle, Yasu Shulchan Hashem Begoyal, Shinrak Lohetzim Lim Shel Hashem Vetip Sheolim, Vechilul Shel Yobim Hem Shum Toyelis Verotzen, Rak Shulel Slavoy Dezer Midas HaShoytim. So the Ramban is, to make an understatement, not pleased with this Pshat in the Rambam. He says the whole thing is it's the table of God. It's just to wean us off of Avodah Zarah, just to, that we shouldn't believe in Shtusim. He doesn't like that idea. So therefore he says, Bavur Shemase Adam Nigmorim b'machshava dibur b'maisa tziva Hashem ki kasher yechtu v'yavi karban yisamach yodav olav keneged maisa. So a person lives in the world of machshava dibur maisa. When you sin, you bring a karban and you do smicha. You lean your hands in the karban, that's maisa. Then you do vidui, that's dibur. Then you burn it in the fire. The care of the klayos are, Chazal tell us, you get eitzes from the klayos. So that's, you do a mice of burning the klay machshava, the taiva. The kraim is keneged yadayim v'raglayim, that do all of his malacha. The yizrok adam, keneged dam v'shev nafsha. So what we're doing over here is the Dibur Machshava Maisa. We have Vidui for Dibur. We have Smicha for Maisa. And then we burn the Klei Machshava. We also burn the Kraayim that do all of man's work. We're Zorek the Dam, corresponding to the Dam Sheb Nefesh. In order that you should think, when you do all of these things, that you sin to God, and therefore you yourself should be burned. And the carbon is instead of you. So Ramban is telling us over here that we make sure to accomplish in the areas of Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, as we explain, the Vidui with the Smicha, with the burning of the Karav and the Klayos, and what are we doing? What are we burning ourselves? Just the animal is a substitute for us, but we really deserve to be on that mizbeach. And the mele, it's a kapara. Here's a case in halacha where you use your imagination. You have to imagine this is you. Damoy tachas damoy, nefesh tachas nefesh. And he concludes with the Gemara, Amr Shim ben Azai, Borei Maksiv Parshas Karbanos, Shenayim Rabbehem, Okeel B'lo Lokecha B'lo Lokim B'lo Shakai B'lo Tzvokos, Ela Yud and then a Hey, Shem Amiyuchod, Kavana L'Shem Levadu Tiyya, B'lo Yechabin Amak B'lo Yalim Machshavto Yerak Shem Amiyuchod. So you're bringing this to the primary name of Hashem, the Shem of Yud and then a Hey and then a Vav and then a Hey. And Lashon is Lashon of Kriva and Achdus, so it's not just to wean us off of a desire, it has a much deeper significance. So we have from the Ramban three ikrim, b'toros ha-karbanos. Number one, the carbon has to be shechted, so that the fire completely consume it. Also, that the carbon is derech tmure. It's nefesh tachas nefesh, is in exchange for us. And number three, lashon karban is lashon of kreva v'achdus. It's about bringing us close to Hashem. And therefore we have the Shem HaMiyuchad of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei Elah, only that name. And based on this yisod, we could be b'nei shar bina l'sod ha-karbanos. All the metzius comes yesh mi'ayin. We have no musug min ha'ayin shekodem le'yesh. Because we're living in the world of yesh. B'tchum ha'ayin muflahu me'itanu. The ayin is beyond us. So even though the emes is that these are two separate areas, nevertheless, The Yesh is the area of Yesh is within the area of Ein, of Ayin. We know that a child comes out of the mother's womb, but it's coming out of the womb. So this yesh is coming from somewhere. So we also have the world. The world is a yesh, but it's coming from somewhere. It's connected to the somewhere. Just like the child is still connected to the mother, it's coming from the mother. So this hasaga, this perception, this understanding, is a cornerstone for every creation. And it's included in the first maimer of the Asara Ma'amaras Shebehem Nivra Olam. Like it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Bereishis, Nami Maimerhu. Bereishis is also a maimer. Bereishis is also a creation. That something came from nothing. However, this brings us into a danger that people might say there are two Rishuyas. There are two areas of power, of domains. There are two domains. In other words, one could chas v'shalom think, if there are two different Rishuyas, and one isn't shaykh to the other, so there's ribu elohus chas v'shalom. To Pischon Peper Avodah Zarah. Because there's Yesh and there's Ayin. And one can also say that after God created the Yesh from the Ayin went away. Now it's the world of Yesh, which isn't under the rule of God. Like the Navi said about those who are Torah Achara Hevel, they say, Ozav Hashem Es Ha'oretz, that the Eibishter has left the earth. Chas v'shalom. One could think that. And a person has his own das. A person decides what he wants to believe. And he can decide that he believes that now he's on his own. Azav Hashem es haaretz. Now it's our own world. May Ayin Yavo Ezri. From Ayin comes his help. You have to go back to the Ayin. Tzich lashuv el Ayin. You have to take all our yesh and bring it back to the Ayin and show there's only one tchum. There's only one master. This master that brought out the yesh from the ayin is ruling over the yesh. And when the metzias goes back to its nothingness, back to the ayin, then we'll see that the yesh and ayin is all one rishus, yichido shel olam. And that's the inyan of the carbon that a person brings when he does tshuva. He's parik ol malchus shemayim. He says the yesh is different than the ayin. And now he wants to be a makalkal that. So he takes all the yesh and he brings it back to ayin. It's nothing. Ubedin hu? That it should be him going back to ayin. He should go back to nothingness. Lule chesed aboire. That he says you could take an exchange. You can have it instead. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Instead of you, it's going to be this goat. Or the sheep. So now we understand the Ramban. That when you shech the carbon, you have to have kavana shetochlenu ha'ish l'gamrei. We have no tzil, there's no illustration of a yeshut, of a being that's going back to afsiyusa, to its nothingness. It's yoter mufhak. It's more clear than, more absolute than burning. Burning is mamish back to ofer ve'efer. And then most of him just goes up into smoke, which dissipates into nothingness. And this chote is oimei li sarif. וכסוסי מכתז שיורי, והושב היש של האדם זה על העין ונסקפר. So that's the kapar. The kapar is to bring everything back to nothingness. Ve'vias Hashem ulifnei Hashem ve'yismoch yado olav. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Zeh karnagolas yelech shel shchita v'ani yelech l'chaim tovim. Like those who do kapara say before Yom Kippur. Zeh kesef yelech l'tzedakah. But the ikar is the carbon. We're talking about the carbon. The carbon goes to death, and instead we go to chaim tovim. It's instead of me. And he's zorik as dam walam is beach nafshik. And they can get done with Shibin Afshay. It's worried that I should be burned. And this is the kapara. And now he no longer thinks there are two Rishuyos. That's why a person's sinning. A person's sinning because he thinks there's two Rishuyos. I'm in charge of it. We don't have to worry here about God. At best, he's up there minding his own business. Chas v'shalom. Say, no. We bring ourselves back to Ayin. We bring ourselves back to the source, back to that spiritual world of nothingness. It's actually interesting. It says, Ein Tzav Eloshen Zeruz. That's the whole vort behind Zerizus. Zerizus is the minimal amount of time. That's the yisod of Zerizus. Not just that you're going to miss out on the mitzvah if you don't do it with alacrity, but you do it in a minimal amount of time, which brings us to the world of Nitzchias. Zerizus is nit, because in the world of Netzach, there's no time. It's above time. In Ayin, there's no time. So you bring the carbon in an Ayin de Geufen, in such a way that you minimize the amount of time. In the same way, you bring yourself back to Ayin. The carbon is instead of you. There's only one Rishus, there's Bilti Lashem Levada. So after we went into the gate of Shar Bina, that's Miyusa, then the three Ikri Akarban, Shemana Ramban, like we saw in the Ramban, the three Ikarim, that the Eish should completely consume it. It's Tumura for me, and it's Kriba Lashon Achtus, Lashem Levado, Yudke Vovke. Go weiter. It says, Ola Yisha Reach Nichoach Lashem. Why is the Nichoach B'chush HaReach? It's Tali B'chush HaReach. Just as the difference between the Shchush HaReach and Masha'enu Mispol Midabar Chutz Mikilyon Eze Metzias. Keneged Reach Tov HaNoidev Mishchikas HaSamim. Or Reach Tov Shel Rikavon Kayadua. Alkein Achzoras HaEhayesh Al HaAyin Ayidei Srefas HaKarbon Nirgeshes B'chush HaReach B'yoseh. Reach ze oile lefona vizbarach umeid shesofu shel ayesh loshiv al ayin. Vekitruk shel harbe rishuyos hushtok. Umetukon umakubal shel Hashem u elokim b'shamayim imal v'al aretz mitochas ein od. So chush hareach is different. Chush HaReach comes from the kilyan of a metzias. What's kilyan of a metzias? When something, when there's shchikas, when there's the ktores, you burn the ktores, so that smells good. And when there's something rotting, that smells bad. So therefore, there's a kilyan of the metzias here, the metzias of the carbon. So in Mele you feel it in your chush hareach. And this reach is oil of fun of yizbarach umeid shet sofu shel hayesh lashu v'hela ayin. And since we're dealing here with kilyon, this shows you that ultimately the yesh is coming back to ayin. And there's no more kitruk. And we know that God is the only God. Vayarach Hashem es reach hanichoach, nachas ruach lefonav. It's nachas ruach that he spoke and his ratzon was fulfilled. Yisher reach nichoach l'Hashem. Chazal were megala to us that this kilyan of the Metzius is tikvas ha'olamos v'chemdas baran baruchu. Moshe nirmas b'pasik v'yichulu ha'shemayim v'aretz v'chol tzivon. This destroying of the Metzius, that's the hope of the world. V'yichulu ha'shemayim v'aretz v'chol tzivon l'shem kilyan. And then Vayichal Ukim Bayom Ashvi, Lashon Vayachmo Balaturim. What is this a remez to? It's a remez to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. 6,000 years, and the seventh it's Charuv. V'nizkav Hashem Levadu Bayom Ahu. Tanya Kavose, the Rav Ketina Kishem Shashvi is Mishamet is Shana Achas. In other words, ultimately, the tachs of the world is all going to come back to God. The world's going to be destroyed. Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Aleph. And there's no more man, and there's no more malacha. And that's the Shir Shel Shabbos. So ultimately, that's where the world is going. That's the Kilyain. V'yichulu ha'shamayim v'aretz v'yichal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi'i, the Chemda. That's the Chemdas ha'olamos. That it all goes back to God. That this physical world, after it accomplished its goal, its purpose, is going to return to Hashem, and all that's going to be is Hashem. Everything's going to go back to the Ayin. V'inyinu she'sofu shel kol ha'metzius kuli oscharif, like we see in the Gemara. The whole Metzius is going to be destroyed. V'chol ha'yeshus tachzor al ha'ayin. V'ein adam she'achol grishus la'atzmai. V'nizkav Hashem levadu b'yom ahu. It's only going to be God. And therefore, Chemdas Yamim Oisei Karasa, the Emuna, and the Yom Shekula Shabbos, which is Tachlis Kol Olamos, Oi Kavanas HaKarbonos, this world of Chad Choruv, and of Niska Vashem Levadu Bayom Ahu. So we have to mention here the Svasemis and Parashas Bahar. It writes, Kamo Shebar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yesh Miayin Kein Tzrichim Bnei Yisrael Lachzor Yesh Al Ayin. Hashem created Yesh Miayin. We have to bring the Yesh back to the Ayin. B'zeh Watz Mokim Shel HaYesh, B'zeh Abitl Shel HaYesh. We're about to all the Yesh, all that is. We bring it back to the Ayin, that's the Kiyum. B'zeh Remez Lahan Chiloav HaYesh, Shezeh HaNach La'idei Yovlus, Shmitim, Shemivatlan HaKol Al HaShorish, Lahan Chiloav HaYesh, Yesh is Yovlin, V'shmitim. Yovel and Shemitah, that we don't work. So we're mevatel everything to the Shoresh. That's we go back to the. There's no more Yesh. We bring everything back. We bring all the Yesh back to the Ayin. And that's how they're mekayim the Nachala. L'hanchil o'avai. You know, you get your Nachala by the Yesh, by bringing all the Yesh back to the Ayin. And the whole kingdom of the Yesh is either Yovel and Shemitah, Shua Bittel. So Yovel and Shemitah, which are Bittel, Yud Shin, Yesh. Yovel Shemitah, Rashi Tevis. That's what brings to the, you bring all that yesh back to the eye, and that's your nachala. That's one shtickle we have to see. Is another shtickle in the Siddur Olas Re'iya, Marna Rav in page Mem Hei. The Rav writes, it's Mamish Pilei Plos, one of my favorite shtickelach in the Siddur. The Acharei Kechlos HaKol, Livado Yimloch Noran Odon Olam. And after this, Kechlos HaKol, after everything, He's gonna be Moilech. After everything, Livado Yimloch Nora, the Noira, the one who's awesome, God, is gonna rule. Acharei Kechlos HaKol. אומר הרב, המציאות המורגשת, העשויה, הנה ירדה ברצון גבוה בחפץ עליון ממרום מוזה של היכולת הנישאה, בעלת האפשרות הבלתי מוגבלת, מרומי האין סוף, אל הגבול המצומצם והמורד המוגבל לכל מדרגותיו. The Metzius, because of the will of God, went down from the highest place with unlimited capacity, unlimited ability, from the world of Ein Sof. So the Metzius went from that world of Ein Sof to this narrow world of ours, which is very limited. Umnam bevaday lo la'adei ad yemorad ze velbon ze sharui. This is not going to be forever, this insult. This descent, this limitation. כי אם הכל נעשה לשם רוממות גדולה והתנשאות עליונה בחוויון עוז עליון. It was all done for the sake of the great רוממוס, this great elevation, this נעשוס. בחוויון עוז עליון, in the hidden strength of what's above. במידה יויסר מפוארה באין קץ ותכלית מאותה המידה של הצמצום הגבולי. It's going to be much more glorious than the narrow contraction. והפשוט של הביטוי וקראת שם הממלכתי. בעלייה הזאת, and the possibility of expression is referring to what we say at the beginning. אדון עולם בשם המלך בטרם כל יציר נברא. But בעליס נעשה וחפצו כל, אזי מלך שמו נקרא. Before God created, there was it's impossible to describe who he is. That's in the world of the Ein Sof. And the Ein Sof is nothing, you can't talk about Hashem b'chlal. So Adon Olam B'Sher Malach, he was already Melech before everything was created, and there was no way to express Hashem's kingship. But Leis Nasa B'Chefetz Kol, now he creates the world. And now the world is more contracted, it's limited. It's limited to our world, it's limited to the cosmos. So then, Azai Melech Shemoni Kura, then we can call out his name. But Acharei Kichlos HaKol. But now it's going to go back. Ha'aliyah Zot Shel Shivat Havea L'Sikod La. He Kichlot HaKol. Acharei Kichlot HaKol. What is Kichlot HaKol? Kilyon. After this Kilyon, what's Kilyon? Kilyon is lo Kloya Shel Churban Veheyedel. It's not just destruction. Kim kechlot hakol kol ha'sheiri levavi chelki elokim la'olam. The lashon of taiva, nisave b'sari v'levavi lach, it says there in Tehillim. So that's va'acharei kechlois hakol. השיבה הזאת של כללות ההוויה של הכל על מחוז חפצה עליון. השירוי ממעל לצמצום. In other words, now the world's going to go back to Hashem. It's going to have this taiva and return to Hashem. כחלוס הכל. It's going to have this kilyon to Hashem. זאת יתרת המלוכה עליונה בנאורתה המוחלטה, אשר אין מקום לסבר את האוזן ביקר מופלאותיה, והמלוכה עליונה אינסופית היא נזר כל התקלות של המלכות כולן, האחיות כולן. ואחרי כחלות הכל, לבדו ימלוך נורא ונשגב השם לבדו ביום ההוא. Here he also quotes the pasuk that we mentioned earlier in the shir that it's going to bring us back at the end. אחרי ככלוס הכל, after the whole taiva, after the whole desire, כל אשר ילבב יחלק אלוקים לעולם. So everything's going to return. And there's going to be the kilyon is going to be that there's no longer going to be a yesh. It's all going to be ayin. All that's going to be is Hashem. So through this taiva, through this desire of the world to come back to Hashem, it's going to kichlois hakol. And now there's this, I think it's understood on two levels. There's this klois miloshin taiva, this desire, klois hanefesh, and then also the kilyon, not of destruction, but of returning. Of the yesh turning into ayin. Everything is going to go back to God. And Memela Levadoyim Loch Nora, he's going to rule alone. All that's going to be is godliness. And then there's no longer going to be Azai Melech Shemon Ekro. We can't say his name anymore because it's going to be higher than that. So we had before the world was created, Ashadon Allah Hashem Melech Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra. But there was that now we're in the world of Ein Self. In the world of Ein Self, there's no way to describe God. And they land Nasa Bechefzo Kol, and then with his desire, everything was created. Now we can call him Hashem. Now we have a way to express his Malchus because it's limited to this world. The Malchus of this world, that's Malchus. Malchus is the lowest of the spheres. It comes down to this world. That's Malchus. And then, V'acharei Kichlos HaKol, and when everything is all finished, after there's this great taiva, after there's this klois nefesh, after the world reaches its tachlis, then what's going to happen? Klois l'shem tachlis also. Reaches its tachlis, so then levadoyim loch nara, then everything's going to go back and no longer going to be described in the name of as a melech, because it's going to be much, much higher than that. That's the neiros of Hashem. And Memela is going to be a matzav v'niska v'shem levado b'yomahu. All that's going to be is Hashem. Everything's going to return back to the ayin. Otherwise, v'acharei kichlos hakol, if it means that it's going to be a kilyon, it's going to be a churban, it's going to be a heder, it's going to be nothing. Levadoyim loch nara. What is he going to be moilech on? There's nothing left. The answer is no. The answer is everything is going to come back to Hashem. All the yesh is going to come back to the ayin, to the ayin. That's the kilyon. It's all going to be subsumed back into that. It's no longer going to be in a world of yesh. The kilyon is going to be of the yesh. It's not going to be a hey there. It's not going to just be a lacking. It's not going to be nothingness. It's going to be all of the yesh going back to ayin. Going back to true existence, to true reality. And memeila v'niska v'shem levado b'yom ahu. Hu levado yimloch nora. And that's the sod of karbonos, of bringing that yesh back to ayin. No, Rabbi said this was just the first part. We still have a lot more to talk about. But it was mamish. L'da'ati dvarim neflaim b'yoy se baruch Hashem. Ha'odu adonai ki tov ki lo'am chazdai. So thank you so much for listening. And ve'ezer Hashem izbarach tzureinu malkeinu. We will be another continue. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.